Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband is still tennis snoring, Christopher Ramsey.
Am I?
All the time.
Really?
Honestly.
I was aware that I was snoring last night and this morning. I was aware of it. Sometimes I know what's happening and yeah. I just can't stop it.
Is it the dig to the ribs that gives it away or?
Was that you?
Always, yeah.
Really?
Nearly every night, Chris.
I wasn't aware.
Disgusting.
All right. Every
shocking
night?
Behavior.
Wow.
Almost
you start
night.
Talking a lot in your sleep.
Have I? What
you talk
I
a lot. Just your normal bullshit. I never listen anyway.
some drivel.
And Robin, as he comes in our bed some nights, laughs hysterically
he
in his
does.
Sleep.
Really?
Which isn't fucking terrifying at all.
Really weird. He kicks me and everything, honestly. He's
it's,
vicious.
It's, we're out of nowhere. And then likely you just hear him going, it's like, it's horror movie shit. That is horror movie shit. Guys, thank you so much for listening and coming back again. We love you. This is episode 69.
Ah, hey!
You dirty, dirty slabs.
69, meal for two. Did anyone? Do you know what?
I've never heard that, meal for two. Never heard that. It was one of the questions. We've skipped ahead already. And it's the intro, but it was one of the questions today. It was someone said that their granda says does read the bingo and says 69 meal for two with a view.
Oh, never heard the with a view bit. That's ruined it. If I'm honest,
absolutely minging. Listen, we're wasting too much time here. Time's money.
Oh,
money's
you've got
burning
a really important lucrative sponsor.
Really important lucrative sponsor. Right. Just witnessed this today. I've seen it around the place, but I witnessed it in person for the first time today. Heck of a sponsor.
Okay.
Heck of a sponsor.
Right.
This week's lucrative sponsor is wearing your face mask in public, but having your nose popping over the top of it.
Utterly pointless.
Fucking idiot.
So,
hey, want to stop the germs coming out of your face? Cool. Want to stop the money coming out of one of the holes on your face? Okay, then. You put that mask on like it's a gag, like you're a hostage. Just put it over your mouth and just let your beak point over the top of it and honk your germs everywhere. You stupid, stupid individual. Do it properly or don't bother. Christ alive.
Do you know what I've seen, which I've enjoyed seeing a lot?
What?
People having face masks on,
yeah,
but then taking them off for a cigarette.
Yeah, that one's good as well.
That's always fun, isn't it?
It's the people who take them off and talk at you. You go, you got it on, and they go, I'll just pull this down and talk at you. No, keep it there. That's why.
That's the point.
Honestly, no one, to be fair, no one knows what's going on, but the nose over the mask is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Also, here's something. This'll make you really sad.
Right.
Because we're disgusting human race.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, the face masks are now polluting the seas.
Fucking
really badly.
Hell, man!
Like, I read
you
an article.
Win.
I know, where everyone's like not disposing of them properly. So
great.
They're ending up in, you know, where, like in the sea?
Just,
not in the
well,
rivers.
Just in nature.
Just,
in,
yeah,
somewhere
in general.
Out in the environment.
So that's great.
Oh, well, I was really happy and now I'm sad.
Sorry.
But I'm still having the money off that sponsor. I don't care if they end up in the sea. I'm still getting that lucrative cha-ching, cha-cha-cha-chinga for having your nose over the top.
Donate it back to the NHS.
Having your nose over the top. Go on, get that beak just hanging over the top. Go on, you filthy, stupid dog. Sick of it all.
Oh, here's a jingle. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Damn you.
I was too busy. You made us laugh.
Well, you know, that's what you signed up for when
you
married this
light.
Lad.
Here's a jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle. Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, where I was in a dirty, rotten, stinking mood about 5 minutes ago. But you know what? I already feel better. Thank you, Chris.
Do you know what? That's why we had a bit of a longer intro there. That was a bloody long intro. That we covered multiple topics, but I could tell. I think you just needed it. I think you needed a little vent, cheeky little smile, cheeky little vent.
We're very different like that.
Yeah.
I like to talk about things over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Whereas you like
does.
To just...
She does. If something's on her mind, I'll get that shit thrown at us all day long. Best one is when you tell us a problem and I give you the solution to the problem and you go, no, I just want to vent.
Yeah.
And I go, but this is the solution. And you go, no, I'm just going to whinge all day.
Whinge is a good... Yeah, it's just I love a good whinge.
But I'm the opposite, aren't I? I hide from problems.
Mm-hmm.
I bottle that shit up. I bottle it. I push it right down. It comes out, you know, a few years later in the form of, you know, a panic attack or shouting at Robin for no reason. You know, this is the life, you know.
I can't wait till 2025. It's going to be a fun year.
Yeah.
You're going to just burst.
Yeah. All the COVID-19 is going to come out then. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be in Greg's or something. I'm going to go, is any of your sausage rolls warm? No, they're all cold. Mother! What's wrong with him?
I remember when we couldn't get them that time.
Hey, they're back on sausage rolls now. Back out
there. They are, but loving not it. Stotties.
Can't get stotties. I went in this morning for a stotty. It's one of them things where you don't realise some of the stuff that's been knocked on by the whole situation
don't
of the lockdown.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone?
That was beautiful.
They fucking shut Greg's. You can't get a starty for love, no money.
Donuts apparently are coming back this week in Greg's. Very exciting. But yeah, I went in for a stotty and they said, we're not doing stotties because of Corona. And I immediately went, why? But like not in a nasty way, just in, I wanted to learn. I was like, how can some? And they said, oh, it's social distancing at the bakery. And I thought, perfectly reasonable explanation. Happy days. And I only smashed a bit of the shop up.
Oh, that's...
Just a tiny bit of it.
How grown have you?
Hey, listen, I am grown. I'm moving on. I'm you know, I'm changing every day.
So, we're still here.
Still here.
Still going strong.
Are we locked down? Oh, partially locked down? I don't know anymore. I'm not watching the news, but I imagine the news this week has been zing, zing, news flash. Don't know what that noise was. Zing, zing. That's the news. That must be the news.
What is this news round?
I don't know
for
what
the
it
kids?
Is. Well, I wanted to go like, extra, read all about it. But I imagine the news this week has been, hey, everyone, the shops are open again. And then I imagine the news every night has been, there was people at the shops. Ah! Because that's kind of the way they do it, isn't it?
It's just what life is
that's
now.
That's kind of how they do it. Look at this queue! Damn them! What, for the shop that's open that they're allowed to go to? Yeah! Should be at home! But they're allowed out now. I don't care! All right, good. Well, I'm glad we're all still shouting and arguing with each other.
And as well, I've already seen one and there'll be more. There's always a clip of a Geordie going, where I'm just happy to be out. There's one of a man at the minute, and he's literally like, well, our lass has gone in the shops, but I'm just sat here waiting for the pubs to open.
Bloke said that to me today at the bank. I went to the bank today. By the way, massive shout out to people who pay in checks. Go and fuck yourselves. Yeah. Massive shout out. Not naming the names. I did a load of preview gigs for my tour that didn't go ahead. Got paid for literally like 5 or 6 of the gigs. Got paid for it. Via check, the check came the day we got locked down, so the banks were shut. So that's been sitting in the. I've been terrified. But check sitting there, I don't know when they run out. I don't know
what
to sell
by.
I think there's a sell by date. I mean, I think it's 6 months or a year, but we haven't been that long. Anyway, I stood in the queue and there was a bloke behind, like, making a bit of conversation. And he went, hey, there's loads of people down here today. I went, yeah, I went, well, you know, people are allowed to go to the shops now. I said, you know, it's sort of quite nice to see. It makes it feel a bit normal again. He went, yeah. He went, just get the pubs over there. And I like turned to him and I went, I've got, honestly, mate, I've got a funny feeling they're going to be like the last things. Rosie, I thought he was going to cry.
Oh, did you? Oh, you said that to him?
Yeah, yeah. I went, I was just having a conversation where I went,
kick him while he's down.
I want it back, right? Because I went, oh, mate, I reckon they'll be the last things, like, you know? And he like went, he went, what? Well, I heard July. And I went, oh, did you? Well, that must be right. I'm not watching the news yet. It must be July. And he like smiled again. And I was like, oh, fucking up the pub opens for him.
July.
He looked gutted. He looked gutted.
I don't miss the pubs.
Well,
I miss the whole social side of life. But if we can get that back a little bit with just a few certain people,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I can wait for the pubs and stuff. But what my thing is I worry about our favourite bars and restaurants that they're going to close down, which I would find really sad. But
I went past one of our favourite ones on one of my numerous bike rides this week, and I genuinely did look in the windows and it was shut, and I thought, if you shut down, I'm going to probably break in and squatters' rights and just sit there and just be like, I live here now, I'm sorry. This is my house.
I get it.
This is where I live.
I'd bring Robin to see you.
I claimed the other week when someone spoke to us outside of the shop that it hadn't happened yet. I'm going to tell you right now what's happened.
What's happened?
I'm at the level now. I miss soft play.
Oh, you're there.
I miss it.
Oh, Chris, welcome. Welcome.
I miss it.
Welcome
I miss
to
the,
them.
I miss the soft play.
I know, it's just...
And I never thought that would happen.
I know.
And the one we go to, I even miss the toast there. That they can't do.
It's terrible, the toast.
I think they do their toast in the oven.
They're not allowed to use toasters.
Yeah, I think they just bake the bread.
Yeah.
And it's like a big biscuit. And I'd give anything for one of them big biscuits now.
Well, what about the other one where the chips and gravy, though, are really good, though? Because it's attached to a pub and you can drink wine in there.
Yeah.
That's my favourite one.
Yeah.
I even miss the smell of piss just lingering around.
I mean, let's...
No, and then Robin comes out and he's sweaty and his feet are all, like, sticky and that. Oh. I just miss all of that.
Yeah, actually, no, I don't miss it. The one thing I don't miss how disgusting the bottom of your socks are after you've been in the soft play.
Vile.
Do you think they'll ever open soft play again?
I don't know. Probably not, because what they might have to do before they open everywhere is go around with one of them blue lights.
Oh, I mean.
And I can imagine they wouldn't be that good.
You won't be able to say anything in the soft play. Everyone just all go white and flat.
Good disco.
It would be absolutely minging.
Do you remember that one we went to? I mean, I'm not going to name it. We probably should name and shame it because it should be locked, like, should be knocked down.
Right.
When you went in the toilet and there was just shit all over the wall, remember?
Yes, there was poo all over the wall. We went to one that was attached to somewhere else. Again, I don't want to dig anyone out to any places. You know, it's just the one time we were there. It's not like I go every time. But there was a baby with a full nappy. He had gone down the slide and there was a big skid of shit down the middle of the slide.
That was good.
That was nice. Yeah, that was good. Don't miss that one. I don't miss that specific one.
No, but our personal favourite.
I missed the ball pool in that one, just not the slide.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Do you know what has happened?
I noticed I was hovering before me drink and it was pissing you off. Oh.
No, it wasn't the hovering with your drink before that was pissing me off. It was the fact that you're just one of them people who drinks out of your sports bottle
in
the house when there's cups in that.
First of all, it's a metal sports bottle, right?
It's your bike
bottle. It's
insulated.
It's bike bottle. # bike guy. And you're jealous, aren't you?
I'm not jealous. I just find it a bit sad. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, what has happened during lockdown is I've come up with loads of places that I'm going to send Robin when it's all done.
Cool.
Of like hobbies and that.
Okay.
Because he's at a hobby age.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's at it. I mean,
it's very uninteresting. But
he's not
just
at a hobby
you know.
Age. He's at a with all this happening. He's at a just literally get him out of the house and let him do.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be at a different sports club every night of the week, and then on a weekend I'm just gonna drop him off. It's swimming and pick him up when it gets dark.
Just put a floater on him and throw him in.
Yeah, he'd be fine.
Drink the water that's around you if you get thirsty.
Yeah.
You're submerged in it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
I went back to a comedy club on Saturday night.
You bloody did.
Bloody hell, it was exciting.
I know. You left
so
us
exciting.
Here high and dry.
Honestly,
on me, Todd.
It was so the Stand Comedy Club in Newcastle. We're doing like a gig. If you weren't familiar with what happened, it's like we're just doing a little gig for them online to raise some money for the club.
Gigs,
yeah, like fundraising is the word I was looking for. And it was amazing to be back in. That was the last gig. That was the sort of first gig, last preview gig, first gig I had to cancel before cancelling the tour. I had one Stand Comedy Club gig left of my new tour. I had to pull it and then we got locked down a few days later.
Mm-hmm.
So it was lovely to be back. Really nice.
You and your lad?
Me and my lad, Carl Hutchinson, back on the scene. Me and him, back together again.
Honestly, it was...
The boys are back in town.
You look so giddy.
We were so happy.
The areas were just so happy to see each other.
Yeah.
Bless.
I was
so jealous because I would love a little night with my mates.
Well, do you know what I realised? I realised while everyone was kind of standing around socially distancing, obviously, we're all out to take some beer, so we took our own beers, and everyone was standing around socially distancing. And I don't really get closer than 2 meters to people ever.
Mm.
Like before this happened, I always walk around. If everyone's sitting down in a group, I'm either standing away. You know, the amount of times people
you're horrible to be around. Yeah.
When people come to our house, I do the dishes and I sit up on the... If people are sitting at the table, I sit at the counter at the other end of the kitchen and just shout over. I don't like being close. This is that part of it. Once they open everywhere, there's going to be some people going, isn't it weird not being close? When a stranger's right in your fucking face talking to you, I hate it.
Well, it'll be quite nice. So that, you know, when certain people get really hammered and they proper invade your personal space, they'll not be able to do that anymore.
Oh,
and you'll be like, mate, back off.
It's like if they get it down to a meter, which I think they're talking about doing, right? I might get, can you remember the old school meter sticks? I might just keep one of them just to poke people away with.
Yeah.
That'd be really fun. Just back, please. Obey the stick.
Babadoo, 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 back. Can you believe that they're still together after all the shit that they've been through?
Who?
Your ass cheeks.
Jesus Christ. That's... Are you all right? That's shocking.
No, I'm not okay. I'm not okay, Chris. I haven't been okay for weeks. Honestly, who is okay? Who is okay right now? Do you think people who are at work are okay?
Possibly.
I never thought I'd be envious of people who... during all of this, had to go to work. But I really am. I would love to be at work right now.
You're at work.
From home. Right. We are of the people who can work from home. So we are working from home. We're sat now at our dining room table working. And it's awful. I just want to be somewhere else.
Do you think any of their duos, any of their double acts, do you think one of them turns to the other one halfway and goes, this is awful. This is awful.
Probably. I can imagine. No, but it is. I want to just go. I don't even work in an office, but I just want to go to an office space.
Right, okay.
Or I just want to like...
See, I think some people have been sort of shielded from how scared and weird some things are. Like, if you not notice, if you go to like the supermarkets, the people who work there do not give a fuck.
No, and I'm like, so envious of them.
Yeah. It's crazy. In the I did this sort of self, what's a scan and go thing at Asda where you scan all the stuff
and put it in the thing? It's exactly what it's called, scan and go.
Well, right, okay. What I wanted to say was, what's the thing where you get to use the gun and walk around shooting all the stuff?
Scan and go.
Scan and go.
so well done. Proud of you.
I get to the end. I get to the finish line, right? And you got to do your thing. And the lady has to check. It happened to be a lady at this point.
Sexist.
It was literally a lady. Had to check your shopping to make sure you haven't nicked anything. So it's like, everyone 2 meters, one-way system, all this stuff. And then she just fucking climbed in the trolley at the end and went through all the stuff. And I was like, it's a good job I'm not freaking out here.
I know.
I asked a shop assistant, a non-gender specific, just to not piss you off so you call sexist again. Shop assistant asked a lady in the bread aisle. I said, where's the, I was after some kind of spread. I went, where is that? And she went, it's up this way. And she started walking the opposite way to the arrows. She walked the opposite way to the arrows. And I looked like that. And I looked at the arrow and I looked at her and she went, you can go against the arrows if you're with me.
I went, get in.
Great. So it's not really about the virus then. It's about just a one-way system. It's not like you're going to, are you me fucking white blood cell? Are you me antibody? Like, crazy.
I bet she loved that.
Do you know what it is? No one knows what's going on still. Whole thing. No one knows. But put your mask over your nose. Christ alive.
Babadoo, 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 bap.
Got a phone call, Rosie, earlier on. You know, been used the outside barbecue thing quite a bit. It's got takes logs. And then when the weather got a bit cold, been using the log fire. I ordered some logs the other day. I don't know if I told you about this. Ordered a pallet of logs. I got a phone call to say that they're going to come tomorrow. I'm scared.
Why? What's happening?
I honestly think I underestimated.
How much is a pallet of logs?
A cubic meter of logs.
How much is that?
I don't know, but they're literally coming in a massive wagon with a crane to bring it. I've got a feeling it's going to be more logs than I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know
what a cubic meter is, but I was like, I know how much when I go to the shop and buy a bag of them. And every single time I go to any shop, Wix or Home Bargains or anything, and I'm putting more than 3 bags onto my trolley of logs, some bloke always goes, hey, you want to get yourself a proper pallet delivered, man? Save yourself some money. It's bloody expensive in here. Every time.
Okay.
So I went online and I bought them and they were expensive because I thought you must be getting loads. And then when I worked it out against what a bag is from Wix, I think we're going to have to build a house of logs like the 3 little pigs.
So how much is a bag?
I think the entire garden's going to be. So the bag's normally about £6-ish.
Okay.
For a bag.
How much did you pay for this pallet?
£175.
Shut up.
there's going to be...
Are you having a laugh?
So many logs. Like, it's. I don't know where we're going
to
put
them. You
better
be joking.
I'm going to have to buy... I'm going to have to say, can I keep the paddle? I'm going to have to... We've got Robin's paddling pool that were deflated. I might just have to put the paddling pool over it so it doesn't get wet in the rain. There's going to be so... I'm scared. I'm actually scared.
Oh, I'm livid.
The guy phoned us today.
Why do you do this? Why didn't you Google? You can look on Google and look how much that is. It would show you a picture.
Yeah. Well, I kind of went meter. I saw it was CBM or whatever, or cubic, whatever it stood for. Cubic. Mm-hmm. I Googled that and it said it stood for cubic meter. So I just sort of put my hands out as what I thought a meter was. Because again, I remember the meter stick from school, which I'm going to buy and use in the supermarket. And I thought, a meter, I thought that's not too bad. But then I didn't take into account that it was a cube.
Cubed. So
So I took it as a square and I looked at like a square on the floor and I was like, that many logs, okay. But then it's up as well.
Oh, you moron.
This is going to be so...
Oh, Chris.
I'm scared. Like, he phoned us
They're going to get wet.
He phoned us like I was a builder. Like, the way he spoke to us, he's like, you're going to take delivery. It's going to be so many logs.
Oh, you twat.
Hey.
Why? I hate... No.
Turn
the
heating off.
This is you through and through.
Yeah,
you do not think about stuff.
When blokes who know more than us say things to us in DIY shops, it goes to my head.
Oh, I'm raging. If I can see them from anywhere in the house, I'll be so upset.
Well, I have got a theory of what I might do is I might pile them up all the way around the house under the windows. So if you're looking out, you won't be able to see
it's
them.
It's not okay. Absolutely, they're not coming in the house. They'll be full of spiders and everything. No way.
Oh, no, they're kiln dried. Unless they've been in like a warehouse or something.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Oh. 20 quid more.
It was 20. Oh, God. Chris, I'm going to be raging. When are they coming?
Tomorrow.
Oh, no. What time?
I don't know.
Are you even in?
I don't know.
Oh,
So there's a chance I'll be out and I'll have to like ring him and open the gate and I'll be like, just put them somewhere. And he put them somewhere.
Put them in front of the car.
Stay tuned next week to find out what happened with the logs. Yeah. Hashtag pray for Chris.
Hashtag, pray for Chris. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Nothing.
No.
Do you know what? I had a full little thing planned out,
yeah,
but I haven't been prepared.
Okay.
I was going to have sound, so I'm going to wait until next week, and it's going to be even better.
It's worth seeing you all a little bit down today, aren't you?
Just, like, I'm fine, but it's just everything going on. It's just sometimes it just gets to us a bit.
Yeah, I think everyone can relate, everyone listening. I feel the same sometimes, but you know. I'm used to carrying this entire production on my back, so I'm not bothered. I'll just soldier on.
Oh, that's nice. Do you know what I can do, though?
What?
I can do the beef really,
really?
Well.
Oh, like, you're raging.
Because I'm, you know.
You're going to channel that negativity.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to this. Great.
Look forward to passive aggression.
Haven't recorded anything, have you?
No.
Still getting shit for that. Still getting shit for that.
What? Who of?
The haircut. George, at the stand. We'll put the thing, the comedy club video up. That was streaming. All the comments underneath. Nice haircut, Ramsay. I was like,
It is a bloody nice haircut.
Yeah. I'm telling you it is.
Do you want to go first or me? I've got a few.
You can go. We'll just do one.
Should we not do a few?
No, I've only got one, you bastard.
Oh, you only got one. Right, okay.
Right.
At the minute, so what keeps happening is you go on your bike ride.
Obvs.
Your stupid, long, unnecessary bike ride.
Mental health and fitness and bike guy.
And then you come back, and then you open, which is weird because this kind of goes against the beef that you had with me a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And this is why I feel like you're the biggest hypocrite in the world.
Yeah.
Because what you started doing now is you come into the house and you're like, oh, God, it's boiling. And you just open all the doors. When it's not hot, when you've been on like an 18-mile bike ride and you come in the house and you say that it's boiling and I'm not boiling because you know what? I haven't been anywhere, so I'm just sat there and it's cold. And you open all the doors.
Yeah.
But then the fact that you're opening the doors, when I get wrong for opening the doors on hot days.
Yes.
Because of flies.
Well,
so I think you owe me an apology, actually.
Never going to happen. It's muggy at the minute, so there's not that many flies around.
You're
it's
a mug. You're muggy.
Great. Fight you. I wish I was angry that day. I've got to be careful. If it stops at any point, we've had to re-record something. Just kick right off. The doors can be open when it's cloudy because for some reason there's no flies kicking around when it's cloudy. But when it's sunny, they're all over the place.
Mm.
Yeah. But this weather at the minute is doing me head in. because it's so miserable to look at and it genuinely makes us sad looking out the mm-hmm. door. But then it's so warm and sweaty.
It's close.
It's I walked to the shop the other day and I was literally carrying most of my clothes back.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible. I didn't take my top off. I'm not one of them guys, but I took my hat off and I took my jacket off because it looks about 4 degrees outside and you walk out and it's like 16.
Who are these people? If you're listening now and you are one of them blokes who takes the tops off and walks around the streets yeah. and tucks it in the shirts and
stop it.
Just turn off now.
Yeah.
We do not stop want it. You listening you're not to this welcome. Podcast.
Yeah. If you're driving a van now with your top off, stop it. Stop it right now. Pull over, put your top on, close your window.
It's never hot enough for that.
Never. I was on my bike. This is Jen Joe. I was on my bike going across the cliffs the other day and someone went past, no t-shirt on, jogging, just shorts, no t-shirt, but the t-shirt wasn't about his person. So he'd left without the t-shirt.
But for a jog, I can forgive that.
Nah, I shouted, not that hot.
Jogging, I can forgive that.
No,
because no, but you're doing something that's getting you really hot.
Yeah, but he left the house without, unless he's just thrown his t-shirt away like some kind of bloody millionaire, just throwing his clothes away while he's running around.
Maybe he has, you know.
But he was just running like, and he's just like.
Did he look nice though?
You know what? I did give it a little lick. He did look very good. Lick him up and down till he said stop. I went, not that hot. It's not that hot. It's never that hot.
It's never that hot, especially here.
Yeah.
We're on the north coast.
Although, the other day, I told you about this, didn't I? I was hungover from the comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little nap on Sunday afternoon when you were out with Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and I'd had two blankets on us. I don't know why. I put two blankets on us. I had jeans and a t-shirt on. My mate phoned us and woke us up. So I was like half woke from a nap. Hotter than I've ever been in my life.
Mm.
Took the blankets off, stood up. Obviously, I didn't answer the phone call because I didn't know what I was doing. Stood outside, hotter outside than it was inside. Rosie, I took off all of my clothes.
Did you?
And lay on the bathroom floor on the tiles.
No, you didn't.
To cool down. I swear to God, I did. I took them all off and I lay on the tiles. And I actually came down and took my temperature afterwards because even though it was all social distance, I'd been at the comedy club and I was like, oh God, I've got it. And it was just a hangover.
Do you know, honestly, if something ever really serious happened to you, I don't think you'd cope at all.
No, I'm pathetic.
Like, think of something serious that could happen to you.
What do you mean?
I don't know, just something really, like a really serious illness.
But I mean, let's not bring the tone down.
I know, but you'd just...
If I was diagnosed with something really bad, I'd be a clip, yeah.
It'd be
awful. It's my nightmare. I think about it probably once, twice a week. If I get diagnosed with something bad, how would I cope? I would cope terribly.
Do you want once or twice a week?
Maybe more than that, yeah. Rosie, I think about what happens when you die nearly every night when I go to bed.
What if I die?
No, me.
Oh, like,
what happens
don't?
When you die?
Oh, yeah. No, you don't.
I do, I.
Do
if
you
ever
really?
Make a, if you ever hear us make a random noise out of nowhere, I've just thought about what happens when you die and I've had a little panic attack
really?
In my head and I've had to make a noise to get rid of the thought. Yeah.
Do you know if you ever got... I would look after you if you ever got really poorly, you know. I'm a good carer.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. I'll be honest with you. Judging by this podcast, your bedside manner's fucking atrocious, sweetheart. Atrocious.
I would. I'd look after you.
I promise
fucking
begrudgingly. I'd get it in the ear. Wouldn't I would. Put your own fucking tubes in, you twat.
My friends would ring, like, do you want to come out? I'd be like, no, gotta look after him, don't I? That wanker.
Oh, God, I'd rather just die.
Do you sometimes love? My favourite thing to do at the minute is, do you know how I've got my little seat in the bathroom when I brush my teeth?
Yeah.
When we go, so you're home all the time now, so we brush our teeth at the same time. It's quite romantic. And I sit on the windowsill and you stand at the mirror at the sink. And do you enjoy that I always say, if I died, you would look over to here and be like,
it's
that's where she used
so
to brush
weird.
Her teeth.
It's so weird. So just to explain that phrase again, I stand near the toilet looking just into the middle distance and Rosie's got a little like you perch yourself on the windowsill with your feet on the bath like Gollum from Lord
it's
of the Rings
brushing
his teeth
seat.
And it's where you sit and a few times now, dear listener, my wife has looked at us and just said, if I died you'd brush your teeth and you'd sit and look at this little windowsill and think, that's where she used to brush her teeth. Well, I will now because you've banged on about it. I probably wouldn't have done it organically.
I want you to. And if you move another woman in here and she dares sit on my little seat, I'll push her off. I'm joking, by the way. Listen, so for grim. The podcast, if I ever died, I would love you to meet someone else. Just as long
well,
as
if you
nice.
Die, I'm going to get you stuffed and mounted and put on that little seat.
Oh, yes, please.
Brushing your teeth for eternity.
Yes.
Fresh breath till the end of days. You are welcome.
Oh, I'd love that.
I feel the toothpaste sponsors ringing up now.
Oh, what are you using this week?
Put a different little tube in your hand. This week, our toothbrushing is sponsored by...
Selling out in death. Yeah. Just don't let Robin in, because I think that could be quite traumatising for the poor bin.
I'll put a towel over you when he comes in. I'll just put a towel over you.
That look?
Don't touch the towel rail.
What's happened? Why have we gone this way?
Oh, I did now, man. The world's gone mad. Now.
Oh, what's your beef
oh,
with me?
Oh, my beef with you. Eh?
Here we go.
My beef with you this week is... It's been going on for a while. I'll let you stop laughing.
I'm sorry. I was keep thinking about us holding a different toothpaste.
Some weeks what I'll do is I'll put some weeks I'll put a little bit of dental floss in each of your hands and then I'll have to jam it in one of the gaps in your teeth. Maybe like that. And I'll put little clothes pegs on it and hang stuff on it.
Okay. You like put my favourite jammies on. Right, go on.
My beef with you this week, and I think, I don't know if I've done this beef before. I don't think I have.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be something I'm noticing a lot more now because I'm home more.
Okay.
even if I have done it before, I've got extra stuff to add to it, so don't you bloody worry, right?
Cannot wait.
You have constantly, round the house, got headphones in.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
Yeah.
If you're cooking, you've got them in. If you're just at the other side of the room from me, you've got headphones in. In the garden, headphones in.
Yeah.
I can't have a random conversation with you anymore.
Oh.
I can't speak to you. I can't do it.
You've answered your own question.
Listen. I'm a needy guy. I'm spontaneous. Now and then I might like to try a little bit of comedy on you. Or I might like to just have a little conversation. Or I might, heaven forbid, want to know your opinion on something. Me wife, eh? And it's, what? Oh, hold on. And then you act like, taking that one AirPod out, you act like I've made you remove a limb, right? And you take that out and you go, what? And I say something, you go, and you hardly listen. So you put your headphone back in, and I'm sick of it, right? And then the second part of this beef is, right?
Yeah.
When I'm on my phone, when I'm trying to chill, normally before bed, I sit on my phone and I just have a little sort of chill, little wind down time. Mm-hmm. You just talk at us nonstop, right? Airing your grievances about something, whinging on about something else. And the other day, we're lying in bed, right? And you genuinely did this. We're lying in bed. And I was on my phone and you went, you were chatting away. And I'm just chilling, man. Just look at my phone, man. Like, we've chatted like all day. And you're like, you hate talking to me, don't you? Put your phone out and just talk. I want you to just talk to us. And I turned and I got you to admit it. I said, do you, in a perfect world, would you like me to just talk and talk and talk until you drifted off to sleep? And you went, yes. I would. I would like you to just talk at us until I fall asleep.
That would be nice.
You selfish prick.
Only about good things, though.
Rosie, I've got none at the minute. I'm sorry. I've got nothing good to talk about.
Oh, listen. The whole, with my headphones in, it's just worse at the minute because I just need to drown out my own thoughts. And you, unfortunately.
There we go. I've got a feeling there's a lot more truth in the second part of that statement.
Are you not sick? Oh, are you not sick of us, though?
Never. Love you. Not sick of you at all.
Mm. Oh.
I didn't see that one coming, did you? Yeah. Now you know what it's like when I'm on stage and someone heckles a compliment. It's weird, isn't it?
What?
Love you, Chris. Oh, shut up. It's weird. Say I'm shite. Don't know how to take that. Ugh.
It's very strange. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's time for questions from the public.
The cues from the pews and the moos and the loos and the twos and the woos and the choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choos.
That's lovely. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Eternally grateful we are for all of the things you send. It's impossible to get through everything. Thank you so much. Please just send stories and different things. We've got a few little updates this week. I've seen some lovely things that have come through. It's episode 69. A lot of people emailing in thought it was going to be a 69 special.
Well,
where we would just talk about...
You did dangle joking. That carrot.
I was joking. But I did write in. I did search in our emails. I searched 69. I must have read 20 stories.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, all of them, accidental shit. That's nearly all of them. Or stuff like that.
Oh my word.
I don't know who's 69ing. One of the emails was just because I said it's not something or whatever, it's not something I'd really be up for. One of them was just a really well written email essentially advertising and bigging up 69ing to me and you. Just going, you should really consider it. It's this, it's that. And I was like, who the fuck is this?
I haven't got time. It's not that I'm against them.
Well, we'll get onto that, right? Because I've got there's a.
Oh, so are we doing a bit of a 69 section?
Right. I read a few. As I say, some of them were. One of them was someone had anal beads in our boyfriend's bum while they were doing it, and they came out and like watery stuff went on her. There's loads of awful ones like that. Well, I was just like, no. But this particular one is wonderful. We had that email about someone saying that their 84-year-old granda. Hosts the, I mentioned it in the intro, 84-year-old granddad, or 85, hosts the bingo at the local club.
Yeah.
And says, every time at 69, says, meal for two with a view, and he's 80-odd.
Good for him.
Ledge, well done you. But this one tickled me. I love this. Here you are. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
Hope you're staying well and sane. Me, yes, Rosie, not so much today.
No.
I would like to throw my story into the ring to see if it is of interest to you. Please keep me anonymous on behalf of my wife who listens to the show. I'm going to tell you right now, she's going to know you've written in because it's a very specific story. But there we go. I'm not saying
it involves
so no one else will know. Yeah, it's half her. Yeah, she's the nine of the six.
I love it when they do that.
She's the nine of the six.
Oh, all right, so it is about a 69. Okay, wonderful.
It was a fairly drunken evening in with my wife and we decided to get busy, take things upstairs and go heels to Jesus, as it were. Now, I had no idea what the phrase heels to Jesus meant.
I don't understand.
It means go and have sex.
Heels to Jesus?
Heels to Jesus. Never heard it. Had to
Me
Google
neither.
It. When I Googled it, an Urban Dictionary definition came up with it, and it said, it's a polite way to describe vaginal penetration via the penis. That's how they wrote it.
Wonderful.
Which was another really nice way to say it.
Nice, yeah. I'll use that.
Things were happening, and after a little preamble, we found ourselves in a traditional 69. Happy days. Me and my back facing north, and my wife on top facing south. I like that they got a compass involved.
Traditional?
I don't know. I don't know what he means by this. But anyway. It must have been during the winter months, because most of my wife was covered in a duvet. She was fairly well insulated. All I had was the sight of her backside, looking like a sexy Wilson from Castaway. Don't know how that's. How is that? What the volleyball with shit hanging out in a big red handprint?
Yeah.
Ah, big red handprint.
Oh.
Brilliant. Everything was great. Good. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. Not very long into this encounter, I happened to notice something not quite right in the bed. Just a feeling, nothing I could put my finger on, so to speak. I looked to my right, and to my horror, saw our 4-year-old daughter lying awake in the bed next to us.
No. Why was she there?
She was on my wife's side of the bed, having pulled the duvet up to her chin, and was wearing an almost smug-like cheeky grin that I put down to her happiness at having snuck in our bedroom unnoticed by us.
That's horrible.
I went slightly cold and exclaimed my daughter's name in surprise. Then I had to tap my wife on the bum a couple of times to try and get her attention. She evidently could hear absolutely bugger all and was just carrying on.
Under the quilt.
She was just carrying on.
Can it?
The sight of a very panicked, hot, sweaty and highly embarrassed wife shepherding our daughter back to her own bed whilst I was pissing myself laughing was an image that will never leave me. Luckily, I think that our daughter was too young to be in any way scarred by this experience.
Oh, my
but
word,
I don't know
I
if I can
so.
Say the same for my wife.
Oh, no.
So I read so many stories of just disgusting bodily functions during these 69s. Mm. So that one just absolutely took us by surprise. I loved it.
Honestly, kids, ruin everything.
Tossers!
Babadoo, 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 ba. Christopher's done got the one, questions yeah. again this week, which is lovely.
You love it, don't you, little
I
day
really
off?
I really do like it. It's nice to be on the other side, though. It is nice.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I was listening to Rosie's story about her pet hamster that ate its babies. Oh. Brackets episode 65. Thank you for that. Go back and listen if you haven't. And it reminded me of a story that I thought I'd share with you guys. Mm-hmm. When I was a child, my younger brother got given an ant farm as a birthday present. Brackets, ooh. I don't know whether it's common knowledge, but you have to send off for an order of ants to live in said farm.
Right.
I didn't know that.
In the post?
Yeah. They arrived in the post a few weeks later and all was well. Really weird.
How many ants?
Well, an ant farm, it's a colony, isn't it? You get a colony, so you get it to put it in your ant farm. But, I mean, my first thing was, what if that something happens to that in the post? Imagine getting a Christmas card with a shitload of ants on it.
Oh, imagine some of the stuff that goes on in the post.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Terrifying.
It's awful, that. They could just come here on a hot day with, you know, we've got loads of them.
Oh, right. I thought you meant, right, yeah. I thought ants. You meant they'll come with ants on a hot day. I was like, why a hot day? Yeah, they just keep, they don't know how they keep ending up in our dining room. I'm sick of them.
I know.
God, I can't even get into it. One day, I decided it would be a nice surprise for my brother if I bulked up his brood. So I headed off into the garden in search of some new ant friends.
Mm.
I only found one when my attention span got the better of me. So I went into the shed, unscrewed the lid and placed the ant in his new home and headed back inside.
Is it a wild ant?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
A few days later, I didn't see this coming. A few days later, my mum went out to find one lonesome ant remaining in the farm. That was the day I discovered the world is a cruel place. It turns out you shouldn't mix random ants in with your colony. My ant I had found had entered its new pad and massacred all the other residents.
Kill them all.
A full colony.
No.
So she got in her garden somehow, like the fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger of ants.
Yeah.
Like the Terminator.
Mm.
Like, you know, in Kill Bill, that story where Bill's talking about the ninja, the monk who gets a nod.
Oh, yeah.
And the monk doesn't return his nod and he goes to the temple and he slaughters everyone. Yeah. That's the main thing I thought of there. Slaughter and the Shaolin monks. It's gone in and it's went fucking nuts.
That's so interesting. Oh, then poor little ants. They were just, you know, little doctored ants.
I still feel a strong sense of guilt at this day. Well, you should, it was your fault. Knowing I caused a mass murder to take place and my brother likes to remind me of it regularly. Brackets, he knows how to hold a grudge. Excellent.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous. Will do.
Favourites.
I have listened to a few of your lockdown breakup stories, and whilst this one happened before lockdown, the situation certainly hasn't helped.
Mm.
Just before Christmas, my dad was acting really weird, spending time out in the kitchen on his phone, not really talking to any of us, and me and my mum weren't sure what was going on. One day, I walked into the kitchen and he quickly closed something on his phone. Needless to say, this piqued my interest. Brackets, as a woman and a nosy one at that, you can imagine what was going through my head. My dad isn't the best at technology and always got me to send emails for him. So I had his email password. After a chat with the girls, we all decided it was a good idea for me to log in and have a look. Well, what I found was a bit shocking to say the least.
What?
As I'm sure you have guessed, there were messages from other women. Not just other women, Russian women. Russian women he had been paying to speak to. Now, I know I am biased, but my mum is an absolute saint and my best friend. She is honestly the best person you will ever meet. So why he has felt the need to do this is beyond me. So I had to have the if you don't tell her, I will chat. and he told her that evening, brackets accidentally thinking I already had, but still. How much did he spend on it, I hear you ask?
Oh, how much did he spend?
Well, take a guess. In the 6 months he had been doing it until I found out, he had spent 25. No, not 25 pound. Not 2,500. 25,000 pound.
Shut up.
25,000 pound.
Just a chat. Line.
On sex chat.
25,000 pound. Oh no.
Here's the worst bit. Anyway, obviously they split up and he eventually moved into the spare room whilst we tried to sell the house, which we now can't sell because no one can come round. As I'm sure you can imagine, tension in the house has been a bit high. So I've been doing a lot of walking to get me out and your podcasts have been the highlight of my day, so thank you. Hey,
bless
you him. Are fucking welcome, mate.
Oh my word.
You are welcome. Wow. Wow.
This is why I want daughters.
What, so you've got someone to grasp me up when I spend 25 grand on the sex line?
I'm like, how much have you spent? We'll be together. Little witches around the cauldron.
I love that. You just want a daughter to gang up on me when I do stuff wrong. You are a real piece of shit, you know that?
But you know what? Because I already know, at the minute, if it ever came to a custody battle, Robin would pick you.
Well,
I'd be absolutely devastated.
I've got the Nintendo Switch.
He would. He actually would. It would be one of them things where we'd have to have a separate conversation. I'd be like, look, Chris, I know that he wants to live with you, but he has to live with me. Mm. And he'd just be, every day, he would be gutted. So that's why I need a little girl. But then she'd probably bloody not want to live with us either.
Well,
want to live with you.
Again, when you married someone this goddamn cool, knew this was going to happen. You knew it. Doesn't he at the minute, doesn't Robin, when we're, so if me and him are sitting watching the telly, you'd go, Daddy, come and watch the telly with me and I'll sit with him. And he shouts over to you to ask to make him food.
Oh, that's all I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's honest. I literally said the other day, I went, ask me. He's like, no, what, you're watching telly with us? He just wants you to wait on my hand and foot, which I'm well up for,
that's all
me.
I do.
Well up for that.
So, listen, let's digest this a little bit, just really quickly. So I don't understand sex lines that much.
Right.
Was there no pictures or anything or videos? Was it just just conversation?
Must be chat. It must be just raunchy chat from a real person.
How many times has he been ringing? For 25, how are
we? Well, 25 it was grand. Chat. It's online chat, isn't it? So it's not even a... I don't know how they work. I mean, I know how them ones on the telly work. You phone up and they slap themselves in the arse with the phone or whatever they do. Ooh. I don't know. It's definitely not my thing, you know. I'll give that a wipe afterwards, love. But... I don't know. I know lines, like a sex line, if they're still about, not the telly ones, would charge you by the minute or whatever. But I don't know what these things are. I don't know if you sign up. I don't know if you pay per message, maybe.
Maybe
you pay per message.
I find them really sad because...
Yeah, they're really
horrible. Them women on the other end of the phone don't give a jot.
Well, it'll not be the same woman. It'll be messaging loads of different people. It'll be like a, you know, like a, almost like a call centre job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know a mate of mine used to work for, a couple of people I know used to work for that AQA. Remember, any question answered, you would just text it and it would just answer
your
question.
Oh, yeah.
I know a couple
that.
Of people used to work for that. So they would just log on, they would sit at their computer, they would log on, and so they'd be on for 4 hours or whatever, and they'd just get stuff sent, and it would and they'd just reply really quick. So it'd be like that kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
25 grand.
Tell you what, bit work on the side after all this. I'd be up for that.
Tempted.
I can write filth when I want to.
Can you do a Russian accent?
Probably write one.
Oh, you want to write the stuff?
It's just a writing one, yeah.
Huh?
It was just messages, like writing messages.
Oh, so you didn't even talk to them?
Well, to be fair, yeah, the fact that they were Russian made no difference whatsoever.
So it was just 25 grand
just
in text?
Just messages on his, yeah, in text messages on his phone.
They've not got iPhones.
Free? Can I have a Wi-Fi call, love? This is flattening
this
me
is
out.
This is ridiculous.
Fucking hell, man. Honestly, I've got bones in my arse here.
Bloody hell.
I've got WhatsApp. Babadoo, 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 bah. So someone sent us this in. It's a link to a BBC article, right? Which I'm glad they've done it because it backs up their story, right? That I know it's true because it's on the BBC World News. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Hope you're all right in lockdown and haven't actually killed each other yet. Well, nearly there. I'm an avid listener of the podcast. And I have been since day one. The link below got shared with a group of my friends and I knew it would be perfect for the podcast. Mainly to hear Chris shout, what's wrong with people? They should all be locked up. Right, okay. So true. I clicked on the link. Men hired for sexual fantasy break into wrong house.
Sorry, what?
In a sex fantasy gone wrong, two men with machetes entered the wrong house in New South Wales, Australia before quickly realising their error. One of them has now been acquitted of entering a home armed with a weapon in July 2019, Australia media reports. They had been hired to carry out a client's fantasy of being tied up in his underwear and stroked with a broom. The judge concluded that the facts of the case are unusual. The role play was arranged over Facebook by a man near Griffith in New South Wales who provided his address to the hired pair. He was willing to pay $5,000 if it was really good. However, the client moved to another address 30 miles away without updating the two men.
Oh, yeah. Nah. I'm getting off.
They entered the home on the original street at the original address.
So they didn't... Well, no, of course they wouldn't double check because then that would be terrible value
for
money.
Yeah, that's not part of his thing was. He
just
like,
didn't want to know at all.
Come in as if you're like breaking in, tie us up, make it get real. Stroke us with a broom, which is the weirdest bit, and I don't know why it's the weirdest bit.
There was no need for the machetes.
Well, I think, right, so they go on to say the resident.
It's a very large knife.
The resident noticed a light on in his kitchen at 6:15 a.m., and he assumed it was a friend who came by daily to make the morning coffee. Okay, fair enough. When the men called out the name of their client, the resident turned the light on and removed a sleep apnea mask he was wearing. Fucking poor sod. It was then that he saw them standing above his bed with machetes, which they appear to have brought as props for the role play.
Wow.
So they just went, well, he wants it really good. We want to get that five grand. Let's take a couple of machetes as well.
Yeah, really, you know,
have
shit
you
them up.
Ever?
Right, okay.
There's more. When they realised their error, one of the pair said, "Sorry, mate," and shook the resident's hand. Sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate. Wrong ass.
That's not a knife.
Right.
The two men then drove to the correct address where the client noticed one of the men had a great big knife in his trousers and asked them to leave the weapons in the car. So even the bloke who'd asked for the knife said, "No, that's too much.
Too much.
Leave them in the car, lads. Come on."
But then still do it.
Get the broom.
What?
I'm going to say it. What's wrong with people? They should be locked up.
My thing is, right, it's all well and good. I mean, people do whatever you want, as long as, you know, you're not hurting anybody. But if that was me personally and I'd set up something like that, every night you'd just go to bed being like, is it going to be tonight?
Yeah, you
It'd
couldn't.
Be such an effort. You couldn't, you'd have to be showered. You'd have to be, like, ready and I don't know, like, you couldn't have too much for tea.
Yeah.
You couldn't be pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd have to be alert every night, like for a month.
It would be like a much worse version of, you know, when you order a takeaway and you put the phone down without asking them how long it'll be.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, fucking.
How long's this going to be?
Can I have a bath?
Yeah.
Have I got time to...
Is Robin going to go to bed on time?
Do I start watching?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't say, normally they say 45 minutes to an hour, but you just ask them and you know that. Oh, fuck.
Might be 10 minutes.
Sick.
They're not busy.
I'll leave my best broom out. What if they don't bring a broom?
What do you want to be stroked with a broom?
I don't know. People are weird, Rosie.
I know.
They're
so there wasn't even any sex involved in that?
Nah, not just from what I can tell. Stroke with a broom.
With a, I mean, I'd have done that for $5,000.
Yeah.
I'm a good actress. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't have took a knife, but I'd have could have done that.
Well, again.
How long are they going to be there?
Look.
Because if it's not long, that is value.
$5,000. We've got to split it. $2,500 for breaking into someone's house.
But one night's work.
Yeah, but it's backfired. They're bloody in the papers now. The poor sods. They got arrested.
And he's damaged their reputation.
Imagine moving house. Imagine, right, if I swap the utilities over, you've got the water over here, right. Oh, did you get them boxes out the loft? Oh, you're good, aye.
Yeah.
Did you tell those blokes who are going to break in and molest us with a broom? Did you tell them? You're joking. Oh, fuck. I've deleted my Facebook.
God.
Right. Where's their number?
Shit. Like, that would be the first thing you'd change, wouldn't it?
Immediately. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's got too much money, that guy. More money, more problems. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Mm. Like many others, I have been meaning to email in with this for a story for a long time. Mm. I've been hearing the pizza scale stories and remembered this beauty. I'm a police officer, so please keep me anonymous, and I have been for around 5 years, so obviously I've seen all kinds of absolutely crazy stuff. Now, in the area that I work, there's one woman who you can guarantee is either in prison or committing a crime at some point. She is known to the police.
Mm.
Okay. On one occasion, she had been arrested and taken to custody and searched before being put in her cell with all of her belongings taken off her. The next minute, we saw that she was in her cell eating a slice of pizza. Now I leave it up to you to figure out where the pizza had been hiding. Then she's wrote, just to clarify, it was up her fanny. Thanks. Thanks, detective.
Just love that. Just wrote that.
Yeah. That's a sloppy thing to put.
I mean,
in there.
Or maybe it was cold. You had pizza the next morning. Really, just like stiff. A slab, like a bit of toast. Yeah.
What kind of pizza was it?
I mean, she hasn't put it. And I'm. Do you want us to email her back and ask?
Did it have toppings?
On the pizza scale, where did it come? I'm not gonna. I don't want to be really disgusting here, but it can't be a spicy one.
Well, that's what I would hope.
Definitely not.
Honestly, you don't want spice in there.
I mean, you don't want anything food wise in there, do you?
No.
Surely.
Personally, not. But. Not if she knows how prison works.
Yeah.
She's been there clearly a few times. She's thinking is, you know what? Right, she's called Brenda. She's thinking, Brenda, listen, last time you were in that cell, you were fucking starving. So this time, make sure you take a snack. But they take all your clothes off you. Well, stick it up your vag.
Right, yeah, right, okay, all right. Can I just interrupt all of this with the next minute she was in her cell eating pizza? I mean, she could have waited a bit. She's going to be there all night.
She's clamming.
Straight away.
Well, she's probably just thinking, I better get this out of here.
Right, yeah.
Or this bite.
And then once you've seen it, that's the thing. Once you've opened the pizza box, you can't just leave it. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't calling a vagina a pizza box, but do you know what I
mean? Well, I don't know what you mean.
Well, once you've seen it, she'll have got it out. You're not going to put it on the side of the floor and go, I'll leave that for later. You think, I'll just eat that now.
Oh, I've just thought about, like, what it would be covered in.
Oh, stop it.
Because I know, but just 5 minutes ago, I was just thinking about a bit of pizza. Right. Just eating a bit. But now
It might have been in a little plastic bag or something.
I hope it was.
I mean, I guarantee it wasn't. But, you know, you keep thinking that.
I really hope it was. Just a little sandwich bag or something. Because that's... Oh, Brenda. What are you thinking? Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got a very formal start to an email here. Hello, Rosie Ramsey and Chris Ramsey.
Hello.
Hi. I have got a very quick question for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be completely bald or covered from head to toe with hair?
Oh.
So we're talking swimmer level bald. We're talking nothing. We're talking no eyebrows, no anything. No body hair anywhere. You're smooth. You're a dolphin.
That's what I would want to be.
Right. Or hair all over you. Yeah.
I'd much rather be bald.
All over. Streamlined.
Bald all over. Everywhere.
Like a thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Got you.
Get rid of it all.
Got you.
Why would you want to have loads of hair everywhere?
I just think you have more choice. I think you'd have more hair everywhere. I think you'd be warm. I would definitely go for hair from head to toe. 100%.
Would you?
Well, yeah, because you could, on occasion, bick razor really close, shave everywhere.
That was part of the thing.
No, well, she hasn't said it. She hasn't said it, so.
So, well, I could put a wig on.
Well, yeah, you could.
And I could stick hair all over us. I could, hair you cut off, I could stick on me.
Right. I didn't think of putting a wig on. I want to change my answer.
No, you can't.
No, because my immediate one was, I'll shave everywhere apart from the top of my head.
No.
But no, yeah. Because I just thought how really hard it would be really hard to shave your eyelids.
Yeah, you're spiky.
No. I've changed my answer to that one.
You can't.
Well, I have.
Sorry.
No. I had my fingers crossed, look.
You are not allowed to change the rules.
Damn it.
You are hairy forever.
God, I thought I was hot when I woke up from that sleep the other day. I'm going to be gutted after this.
Like a little dirk.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Mm. I was listening to episode 67, right? Yeah, got some backdated stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to the part about the good-looking pizza scale, I thought I would have to tell you my own scale. So this is the third scale we've had in
now. I
don't
want to hear any more pizza scales.
Listen, it's not a pizza. It's not a pizza. Listen. It's fine. It makes a lot more sense, right? This is an ice cream scale.
Oh, for God's sake.
The ice cream scale rates to different flavours to describe a varied sex life. This was all based around how people say that they are vanilla in the bedroom department. Mm-hmm. This person made up with their friends from uni. I skipped that bit there. Sorry this isn't a poo story, but I think it's definitely better than the pizza scale. Okay, then.
Okay.
So this is a scale she uses with her mates. I don't know where it comes in to...
Her life.
Discussion. I don't know where it comes in anyway. Right? So, this is her scale. Going right. From vanilla all the way up. This is what blew my mind here, right? Vanilla is 4 to 6 sexual positions. Who's
that's
got time for that?
That's not vanilla.
That's not vanilla. So we've already... Thank you.
You're
kidding me. Oh, you're interested now, you tosser. Eh?
4 to 6.
4 to 6. Who's got time for this?
Oh, my God. What are we? Beige.
Rosie, I think we're frozen yogurt.
We're sorbet, mate. We are. We are
ice cubes.
Lime sorbet.
Ice cubes. slush puppy, no flavour.
That's us. Oh my God. Right.
Snow cone.
4 to 6. That's ridiculous. Okay, so what's next?
I mean, it goes crazy, right?
Oh,
4 to 6 sexual
God.
Positions is vanilla. 6 to 8 positions and hand stuff. Strawberry.
Okay. Right.
8+ positions and hand and mouth stuff. Chocolate.
8+ positions. I'm sorry, that's a porno.
It is.
It's, what's the
that's
point?
Crazy.
How much time are you dedicating to sex?
Mad.
8+ positions.
Mad. And hand and mouth stuff.
And hand and mouth. Oh, sorry.
Chocolate.
My back hurts thinking about it.
Tying up handcuffs and rope. Mm. Mint chocolate chip.
Okay, I get that.
Biting, scratching, choking, role play, kink dice. Cookie dough.
I quite like cookie dough.
Well, according
it's
to this,
very
you don't.
Exotic though.
Well, it's chunky though, isn't it? There's bits in it. Toys such as dildos, butt plugs, cock rings, solid caramel.
Yeah, okay.
Paddles, nipple clamps, half and half.
Half and half.
I don't know what. Where
like
does that?
Like Neapolitan.
Well, no, like two scoops of different flavors.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm sorry, I can't.
I think that's what it is. I might be wrong. Mm. Completely chained up, hung from the ceiling, rum and raisin.
Oh, yeah. Because you got to be pissed for that shit. Oh, my word.
Oh, God, this is the worst one.
All right, okay.
Poo and pee play, bubblegum.
No, do not sully the good name of bubblegum ice cream with this.
There's another one.
It's going to be Knickerbocker Glory.
No.
What is it?
Blood play, what? Chili.
What's blood play?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't want to know.
I don't. What's wrong with everyone? What's wrong with everyone?
These were at university.
I mean, these are educated people, Rosie.
The youth of today, honestly. I'm sorry, girls, listen, I don't know yous, but if you think that 4 to 6 positions is vanilla, you just want your head looked at. I blame porn. I'm telling you again, I blame porn. This generation, 4 to 6 positions. 4 to 6, Chris.
Yeah.
No. I don't think I've ever done that in my life. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if it means in one sitting or it means
well,
overall.
It clearly
but still,
does. No, it means
crazy.
Or if it means overall in your whole life, then that's fair enough. But in one, I think that means in one like
yeah.
session.
And I think that goes for. I think you have to add all of the other ones up to get the final ones. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Okay. I shan't.
And who the fuck's eating chili ice cream?
Ugh, weirdos.
Ugh. Ugh.
I would. I'm quite happy being a little. Sugar, no, what is it? Little snow cone.
Oh, mate, honestly, I think, on reading all that, Rosie, I think we're a glass of water.
How do you get a good rhythm?
It must be like a game of Twister.
I'd just be like, oh my God.
It must be like musical statues. Do you remember, in the music stops, and he goes, and then you,
long, throbby, and awful. When you watch films...
Don't ever say throbby again.
No, but when
don't,
you watch films and stuff and they're like, oh my God, we were having sex for like an hour and a half. I just think, ugh, horrible. Go away. An hour and a half having sex. Honestly.
Oh God.
Give us the caniston. I'll see you in a fortnight. Absolutely not. No. Hour and a half. I'd rather have a bath. Horrible. Don't be fooled, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know whether it's just people think that that long sex sessions are good, but they're not.
Nah, it's not all it's cracked up to be. Like.
No.
Once you've both... Oh, don't even, but you're not. Once you've both sorted, stop it. Stop. Crikey.
Read a nice book.
Hey, I've got the internet. Huh? Get it? Hey, I tell you what, from me to you, get yourself a mountain bike. Get yourself a mountain bike and a sports bottle. See you later. Thank us later. Fuck, probably not hurt your arse as much.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Short and sweet email here. Mm. I'm just listening to episode 68 while cleaning the floors, and I had to email. When I was 16 years old, I went to the fair and won a goldfish. Said goldfish is now 10 years old this July and still lives at my mom's house. It's been through. This goldfish has had a better life, a more varied life, a more traumatic and eventful life than anyone I know.
Okay.
It's been through 6 fish tank upgrades and had mouth-to-mouth from my mom twice.
No.
Thanks for the public service announcement, but you're 10 years too late. God save the goldfish. Kiss.
Why is she giving the fish mouth to mouth? That is
so many questions.
Awful.
So many questions. Hey, she saved its life. It worked twice. Twice.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
I love the fact that the first time she needed to give the fish mouth to mouth, she was probably like, oh God, look, I'm just going to try this. This is ridiculous. I'm so sorry. Oh my God, it worked. The second time she was like, stand back, everyone. I know goldfish CPR.
How small is her mouth?
She might have used a straw.
Oh, nah. Imagine the goldfish would be like, let me die, woman.
But they don't breathe through their mouth, so surely
they
it was mouth.
They breathe through their gills.
Surely she was basically giving it more of what it was dying from. That's like throwing a bucket of water at someone who's drowning.
Do you think she's just put the whole fish in her mouth and went...
Mouth to mouth. Can you give a goldfish mouth to mouth? Have fun Googling that, everyone, because I'm not going to, but you can.
So grim. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. So we've got a special question this week from a good friend of mine, stand-up comedian Scott Bennett, and his wife Gemma. They are basically doing, since all of this started, you might have seen Scott on the news when the whole lockdown started, because he started doing stand-up from his shed.
Oh, he was on the news. He was on Sky News.
Yeah, I was buzzing when I came in and saw him on it. So he started doing stand-up from his shed. Now, Gemma's involved as well, because they've both done different comedy stuff together and sketches and things in the past. So they do like a proper From the Shed show at 8:15 p.m. Thursday nights. You live stream it on facebook.com/ScottyBComedy or just search Scott Bennett Comedian on Google or whatever. It's there. You'll find it. So they've sent a question for us.
Ooh.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Scott and Gemma here, sending you this all the way from the shed. And our question to you is...
Would you rather use your partner's toothbrush for 6 months, use the same towel for 6 months, or not change the bed for 6 months?
Oh, that's good.
I definitely am going to rule out the bed one immediately. Yeah. Because if you've had fake tan on the go,
I know.
It would literally be like sleeping in some kind of leather wallet by the end.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Brown old man's leather wallet.
I sometimes worry about us because ours gets whiffy after a week.
Our bed?
Yeah, like honestly, it does. And then with Robin in as well, it's just like...
Rosie, it'll be all them hour and a half sexual sessions we're having.
Get in.
Bloody dripping off
One,
us.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Right, so you couldn't see what she was doing there, guys, but she was changing her body as if it was different positions. I got that. That was sexual positions. It was like she was doing the robot. It was really weird.
Thank you.
Yeah, so she went into a different pose every time she did it, but it was just with her arms, but it was sexual positions. And hey, well done.
Thank you.
Very well done.
I'll take
Don't clap yourself. Bit weird.
Oh, well.
Definitely not the bed one. Would you rather use your partner's toothbrush for 6 months?
I've already made my decision.
Right. Same towel.
I'm going with the towel.
No, that's both of us. That's not you using the same... That's both of us using the same towel for 6 months.
Well, I'm only doing that because...
Really?
Well, what you've got to think, right? You start brushing your teeth when your teeth are a bit rank at the end of the day.
Right.
Okay? So it has a bit of rankness. Well, at least when you're getting out of the shower. I mean, I'd rather not, but at least you're clean.
Right.
And washing yourself.
I've often wondered how towels get dirty.
Yeah.
I don't understand how towels get dirty. Because you're clean.
Is it not just like the water and the foist and stuff?
Bits of dead skin
Bits
and
of
stuff.
Dead... Oh, no.
Hairs.
No.
Earwax, you know, when you dry it.
Oh, but, that's you, because you...
You'll be yellow spotty towel by the end of them.
Wipe your
six
ears
months.
On it like a rabbit with his foot in his ear. It's horrible. That's probably one of my beefs. I hate watching you do that.
Want to dry my ears?
Well, you're like... It's like when a rabbit... on the ground. Have you ever seen a rabbit?
Oh, when it, when it scratches its back ear or a dog.
You do
that
with the corner of the towel. Oh, I might change my hands.
No. You've got a towel for 6 months now, dickhead. That's your thing. That's you.
Mm.
That's what you've got. The toothbrush one doesn't freak us out as much, but I know it really upsets people, the idea of that. Did you see that video that went viral of the cat just chewing its owner's toothbrush?
Yes. Another reason why I'm not getting any animals.
Cat, see, that's the thing for me, right? I know that you can talk about the difference between cats and dogs until the cows come home, but cats have the run of your house.
Yeah.
Dogs will stay where they're supposed to be, on the floor, whatever. Normally, maybe they'll jump up on the sofa. Cats are in your fucking mm-hmm. cupboards, licking your foot. If you've got your, like, your whisks and your sort of spatulas and that in one of them jugs on your mm-hmm. bench, they're up there, they're all
oh,
over
yeah,
that.
Scratching their ass on it. So... just to let you know a little bit more about this, an owner caught their cat basically like gnawing away and licking the electric toothbrush. And the quote was very much, how often does this happen? Because, you know, it looked quite experienced and skilled in the whole licking of the toothbrush. And I just thought, nah.
So I would share a toothbrush with you, but not with that cat,
yeah.
is my answer in the end.
Okay, same. We shared them before. I remember when sometimes you were on tour, and I used to rock up and not yeah. have a toothbrush.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. Using oh, toothbrush. No, can I just say, yeah, you're always absolutely fine with using mine. Mm. When I want to use yours, it's a different story.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, yeah, great, great. It's great, great. See what I live with? So thank you, Scott and Gemma, for that. You can watch Scott and Gemma's live comedy from The Shed every Thursday night at 8:15. Just look for Scott Bennett Comedy on Google. Cheers.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's the end of another show. Thank you once again so much for listening to this week's Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, guys, thank you very much. And as always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. The book's out soon. All of that stuff. God, we've still got so many of them to sign. Still available for pre-order, not the signed copies. We're still up for a podcast award. But has anyone been voting? Well, you are. I bloody hope you have.
You can
I
vote.
I bloody hope you have. Hey, it's not like you've fucking got anything else to do, is it? Eh? Yeah.
Should I get the address?
Nah, they'll find it, man. Just Google it. If you can't find it, don't vote. We don't care.
The British Podcast Awards.
Aye, something like that.
Listener's Choice.
Aye, yeah, why not?
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.